happen are fueled by intense emotion and resolve in a meaningful way. If you want a path to follow to help you tell a coherent, authentic story, you will find what you need here. If you are more of a free spirit, you can study each principle in isolation and use only the ones that feel essential to you. The key word here is you. Storytelling is a personal and revealing art. You write stories to express the truth as you see it. My hope is that each chapter will help you figure out how to execute each principle in your own unique way. You won't find any literary theory, academic puffery, or slick jargon. All 27 principles are stated simply, in plain English. This is important for two reasons. One is that it makes it simpler to understand and master each principle. Terms you may have heard or learned in class, such as inciting incident and climax, can be problematic because, in the context of story, they don't mean what they usually mean. A climax is a high point of tension. But in story, the climax refers to when the central dramatic question is answered, which is often not the high point of tension. It's simply the moment we learn how things turn out. But more important, cutting out the convoluted terminology creates space for you to fill with your own unique intellect, personality, and heart. For example, chapter 12 is called simply Provoke Dilemma. When you force your characters to struggle through impossible choices, you reveal who they are. Because this concept is so simply stated, your mind immediately goes to work thinking up dilemmas for your characters to face. And no two writers construct the same types of dilemmas, so you get the benefit of executing a timeless and fundamental principle, but in your own way. You get to have your cake and eat it too. The 27 principles will give you enough direction to avoid getting lost, but not so much that it strangles your creativity. And you can use this book any way you want. You don't have to read it cover to cover or start with chapter one. Some writers find inspiration in a line of dialogue or an idea or personality. That's fine. You can start by reading one of the chapters on dialogue or one on theme or character. The emphasis here is on practical value. This book exists to serve your needs. If you're already in the middle of a story but feel stuck, the dialogue's not sharp, the characters don't feel distinct, you're not sure what it all adds up to, you will find an answer to your problem. If you invest a small amount of time, a few weeks tops, actually doing the work of carefully working through these chapters, you'll be astounded by how much insight you gain. You don't need to invest north of $200,000 in a fancy degree. You need fundamental principles and the confidence that comes from knowing you've truly mastered them. Each chapter is structured the same way. Up first is a quick take that explains the basic idea. Then we'll break down the mechanics of how it works, just like car nuts break down auto parts to see how they work. Next, in How a Master Did It, we'll detail how one of the greatest storytellers throughout time, in all media, executed the principle. This is not theory. I will show you how they did it. Then, in How You Do It, It's Always About You, we'll bullet point, step by step, how you execute the principle in your own work. This will teach you how professional writers think through story. Then you'll take a mini final exam. These are fun little stories that relate to the principle at hand and are followed by a single multiple choice question. The goal for these is to reinforce the principle and to give you that extra shot of confidence that comes from knowing you have command of it. And it doesn't end there. In continuing ed, you'll be told about another story that beautifully executes the principle, along with some questions to think about so you can further explore the principle on your own. When you finish a chapter, it will feel as if you've installed the principle in your brain, just like putting software onto a hard drive. Again, this methodology is inspired by martial arts. You will never hear a black belt complain about working on fundamentals. They spend countless hours on the basics: breathing, striking, kicking, blocking, stances, mentality, and movement. But here's the key thing about martial arts. No two people will execute the moves in the same way. Inevitably, we bring our own personality and style to everything we do. This is not about assembling bookcases from IKEA that all look exactly